You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. The time is 7:22. A very foggy start here in north central Wisconsin. From our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, temperature stands at 64 degrees. This is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined by our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. And big news in the last 24 hours, since we were last with you yesterday morning, is that Governor Tony Evers has announced that he will not be running for a third term as governor.
So I did hear about that.
Yep, so everything is opened up in terms of the nomination for both now the Republican and the Democratic gubernatorial race. So we would like to hear from you here in North Central Wisconsin. If you have thoughts on Governor Evers declining an opportunity to run for a third term, if you have ideas on maybe somebody that early on here that you are hoping throws their hat into the ring as a potential Democratic gubernatorial candidate, or just general thoughts on where we stand in the state of Wisconsin when it comes to the governor, give us a call at 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330 to let your voice be heard in terms of Governor Tony Evers. And my first thought is that I'm torn. I am a bit torn on it. I think that even now, Tony Evers is still the best candidate for the Democratic Party in terms of winning in 2026.
I agree.
But I also believe that it is a good thing to have maybe a change in generations when it comes to the leadership, both within the state and within the country.
Yeah.
However, I was uncomfortable with the idea of a little bit of a push I felt, both in terms of some media and a couple of folks within the party suggesting that the governor not run. I thought the governor should have been given the space to make up his own mind, and I'm sure it was his own decision that in the end it was not overly affected by anything from the outside. Mm-hmm. But again, I felt as though that based on the record that the governor earned the right to be able to make this decision on his own. He had said previously that he would be waiting until the conclusion of the budget process to make this announcement. That's exactly what it was. It was just a couple of weeks ago that the budget deal was had in Madison, and not that long to give the governor then the opportunity to make this decision. But again, I think there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But in the end, the governor made his announcement in a YouTube video, and It was a very upbeat video. But again, I don't think there's an easy response here. I think that there's obviously going to be, I think, some sadness for a very effective governor for stepping aside, not right away, still 17 months to go in his term. But at the same time, there's a lot of unknowns now for the Democratic Party.
There certainly is. I think it's, when I first heard the message, I was, sad that he's not going to come back for a third term, because I believe that he's been a very good governor for Wisconsin. I think that his record as the governor of Wisconsin speaks for itself. It speaks well, because he has done a lot of positive changes, and they haven't all been, widely publicized, but they have been effective in, helping the citizens of Wisconsin. I believe that changes were made slowly and steadily, but surely he has made positive changes in our state.
And it's not taking very long for officially announced candidates to jump into the ring. In fact, in the last hour, the Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, who has served alongside Evers since he was reelected to a second term in 2022, she officially launched her campaign this morning.
Okay.
In an online video, she pledged to back abortion rights and took aim at President Donald Trump. She said, "We've got a maniac in the White House. His tariffs are killing our farmers, and his policies are hurting our kids."
Well said.
Well, at the same time, though, we talked to Nancy Stensel yesterday, and we talked about what Democrats need to be talking about. Yeah. And I think we agreed that, yes, I think there's an assumption that a Democrat will be for abortion rights, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that in this next election, rent, everyday cost of living for the average Wisconsinite,
that definitely needs to be a major issue that needs to be addressed.
Exactly. Certainly. So I do think that the candidates on the Democratic side in Wisconsin in 2026 have to make sure that economic issues, I think, are at the forefront of any campaign. I think, as I said yesterday, that there's going to be an assumption that the Democrats, whether Sarah Rodriguez or others, will be on the forefront of protecting the rights of women and reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of truly getting to the heart of the voters, it's going to have to be a very strong economic message coming in the next 2 years.
I agree. Absolutely.
715-814-9330. When we come back at 7:52, again, we will allow you to join us if you have thoughts on either Tony Evers or Sarah Rodriguez or any other candidates for Wisconsin governor. So write this down, 715-814-9330, and we'll remind you of that when we're back in about 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Pat Kreitlow after an information update, including the Farm Report on 98.9 WX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, it is 7:53 currently at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, 67 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. So looks like it'll be a pretty good day. Looks like we're going to get plenty of sunshine before all is said and done, at least early in the day. Then maybe a few clouds will be moving in during the afternoon hours. Again, the big story here today is the retirement of Governor Tony Evers at the end of his current term. Again, his term goes through next year, so the end of 2026, but it does open things up for other Democrats now to jump into the race. I mentioned in the last segment that earlier this morning that Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially announced that she is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. But she's not the only one making news this morning. Also early this morning, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has not officially joined the race, but it sure looks like he's going to be joining the race. He put out a statement honoring Governor Tony Evers and his tenure in office. And after making some nice comments about the governor, Crowley added as part of this release, mm-hmm. I care deeply about the direction Wisconsin takes from here. It is more important than ever that Wisconsin continues to have strong leadership. In the weeks ahead, I will be taking steps toward entering the race for governor. The stakes are simply too high to sit on the sidelines. He says, Governor Evers has laid a strong foundation. I believe it's our responsibility to build on that progress, and I look forward to engaging in that conversation with the people of Wisconsin. So while officially not announcing his candidacy for the governorship, David Crowley, again, the Milwaukee County executive, has made it clear that he will be a candidate for the governorship. And if you have a thought on the governor, Tony Evers, deciding not to run for a third term, or on Sarah Rodriguez officially throwing her hat into the ring, or potentially David Crowley, I would say 95% of the way, putting his hat into the ring, or mm-hmm. the other potential candidates. And there are a number of potential candidates that could be joining in terms of the race for governor. You have the Attorney General, Josh Call. You have Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. You have Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. You have former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and former Democratic nominee for the United States Senate, Mandela Barnes. And I would say that there's probably be others that would jump into the ring as well. It was funny, actually, last night. And real quickly, if you have a thought, you can let us know at 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. But last night I was looking at social media after the governor made his announcement, and posting up was former Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg. Oh. And she had talked about how when she won the mayor race the first time around to mm-hmm. become mayor of Wausau, she said that one of the first people to respond and to call her was Tony Evers. And she also said when she lost in her race for the mayor a year ago, one of the first people to call her and to respond to her was Tony Evers, and talked about his support for her and his record as the governor of Wisconsin and the good man that he is. And one of the comments under there was somebody saying, well, you should run for governor. And former Mayor Rosenberg actually made a – she's, and I wish I had it in front of me in terms of – let me see mm-hmm. if I can pull it up really fast. But, again, the wit that is shown by former – Mayor Katie Rosenberg is always very impressive, and again, I think she if wants
honestly,
to get
I could see her being the governor of Wisconsin.
Well,
absolutely, I could see her.
But she in her posting, let me find this comment here that she had made in response to somebody that had said that. Let me find it. Oh, dang. It's always so difficult. I should have had this up immediately. But
so I'm guessing that with all the candidates who are going to be putting up their bid for the governor election, pretty soon there's going to be a political ad, I'm guessing.
Exactly. Oh, somebody had said that you should run, Katie, and then she responded, I'm too mentally healthy right now. Seeing politics from this side is wild. And again...
that is a good point.
It is. And the thing is, I think... You know,
politics can take a lot on your mental health.
She's definitely young enough that at some point in the future, if it's what she wants to do, that there'll be plenty of opportunities for her to get back into elected politics. But at the same time, I think that the idea that I'm too mentally healthy right now, and then saying seeing politics from this side is wild, is I think it's very perceptive of where we stand both locally, statewide, and nationally when it comes to politics here in 2025. So
I would agree with
but
that.
But I do hope that sometime in the future somebody like Katie Rosenberg does get back involved in elected politics, if again that is what she wants to do, because I think that is always the bottom line when it comes to being involved in elected politics. You have to want it. 100%. Mm-hmm. If you get into it just because you feel like, yeah, people want me to or I should do it, no. Nope. You have to want it from your core, and I do think that
it should
that's
be
vitally important.
Your choice.
Exactly. I mean, that is something that you, that's at that point of, the, of your life, you want to do it, and then you make that move.
Yeah.
The time is 7:59. We have an information update coming up, and then another hour to come with Pat Kreitlow, and also we'll be back at 22 and 52 after the hour for our WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning. The time is 8:23. Currently 68 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, during the 22 and 52 segments after the hour, during the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welch. Hopefully your Friday is off to a fantastic start. Talk plenty of politics in the first couple of segments we had this morning, but I want to talk a little bit about some of the terrific opportunities that are going on this weekend here in North Central Wisconsin, and there are lots of fun to be had every weekend here in the Wausau area, and a couple of great events going on tomorrow, and one of which I have not spoken about yet. It is with the Children's Imaginarium, and of course, as I look right out the window, I can see the Children's Imaginarium right across the way. They have a terrific family hands-on adventure coming up tomorrow.
Cool.
It is going into the world of emergency medicine during its next STEM Saturday. It's called ER Explorers. It's happening tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. until 12 noon at the Children's Imaginarium, located at 195 North 2nd Street in Wausau. And this fun interactive event is free with museum admission and is part of the Imaginarium's monthly STEM Saturday series. The ER Explorers is designed to empower children through real-world role-play and educational simulations that demystify emergency medical care. Kids will have an opportunity to interact with EMTs, medical students, and paramedics, explore emergency vehicles, engage in health science-themed stations that promote curiosity, confidence, and career exploration. So if you got kids, tomorrow, 10 till noon, come on here, downtown Wausau, to the Children's Imaginarium. There'll be folks from the Wausau Fire Department on hand. There'll be students from the Medical College of Wisconsin and North Central Technical College. There'll be a touch a truck where a fire truck and ambulance tours with first responders. You'll be able to see what's inside those vehicles and know what they bring to these emergency situations. There is a triage check-in. You can take pretend vitals by using toy medical tools for the kids. A first aid fun, practice bandaging teddy bears and dolls. X-ray art station, view real x-rays and create do-it-yourself versions. You have a chance for a casting corner, wrap up pretend broken limbs with safe materials, and rescue role play zone. Dress up as EMTs, firefighters, or ER staff. So again, Children's Imaginarium does so many great things here downtown. And for the kids, this will be a lot of fun and also a chance to learn. Yeah. Again, the mixture of learning and also fun is something that Children's Imaginarium does so very, very well. So again,
it's very awesome to have that hands-on experience as well, because a lot of kids are hands-on learners. You know, they don't get a lot out just by telling them how it works. They actually get to be a part of it and actually see how it works for themselves. That's really special for them.
And again, that's tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon at the Children's Imaginarium here in downtown Wausau. And of course, yesterday I mentioned as well that coming up tomorrow and Sunday, it is, again, a terrific, fun chance to explore other cultures and customs,
yes,
and have everyone come together. It is the Hmong Wausau Festival 2025. It's being held at the People's Sports Complex at 602 East Kent Street in Wausau. A fantastic lineup of events and activities that bring together the Hmong community and all attendees to share in the joy of cultural heritage. They have sports tournaments, dance competitions, singing competitions, diverse vendors, including food and non-food vendors, offering delicious dishes and unique products to explore, fun for the kids, fun activities and attractions geared for children of all ages to enjoy. And it starts off with the Grand Parade tomorrow. The Grand Parade kicks off at 10 a.m. tomorrow, but it goes on both Saturday and Sunday. So a great weekend full of excitement, learning, and community spirit. So again, get together for the Hmong Wausau Festival. Admission just $11, the $10 entrance fee and the $1 public safety fee. So bring your family, friends, and neighbors. Immerse yourself in the rich culture and traditions of the Hmong community. And hopefully people will be able to get together and really have a great time. And hopefully the weather will be wonderful and everybody can have a whole lot of fun. And that's just a couple of the activities going on here in the Wausau area. Yeah. In fact, tomorrow morning, going off to Pine Valley Golf Course, the Wausau West Hockey Golf Invitational will be held.
Nice.
Me and Aaliyah, our salesperson, will go out there and hang out with a lot of great folks. So, again, if you're somebody that says there's nothing to do, you obviously don't take a long look at what's going on here in the Wausau area.
You're looking in the wrong places, probably.
You certainly are. So, again, just make sure you take advantage of some of the great activities going on here in central Wisconsin. What are you doing this weekend?
Let's see.
Don't say there's nothing to do, though. There's lots
to do. I just got to make sure.
And you don't have to be doing something all the time either. Sometimes it's nice to relax, but this time of year,
if the weather is nice, I'll definitely try to get outside more this weekend. But
it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. It looks like lots of sunshine, temperatures in the low to mid-80s, both Saturday and Sunday. And So, again, it looks like really no excuses not to get out there and enjoy activities. Whatever tickles the funny bone.
There's plenty of stuff to do. I just need to make sure I organize it
well. You figure that out. Coming up, we will be back with you at 8:52 for our final segment here on the WXEO Morning Report. Among what we're going to talk about, we'll wrap things up with our number for the day quiz.
Right.
See if Ian can get a passing grade for the week. It's all on the line coming up in the final segment.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yes, there is. So we expect you to come through. So we will find out what the topic is, and we'll find out if Ian can do it coming up in our final segment. But coming up next, more with Pat Kreitlow on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies, 70 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios downtown at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Well, we just heard from Mike Clemens on Pat Kreitlow's program. And, of course, the Milwaukee Brewers have the best record right now in Major League Baseball. Just a game ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central. And the Brewers open up a series this weekend with the Miami Marlins. And then the Cubs come to town starting on Monday. And if you would like to be in American Family Field next Wednesday to see the Brewers and the Cubs in a first-place showdown in the National League Central Division, well, you can do it courtesy of Civic Media, because it's another free ticket Friday here on Civic Media. And you have five different chances to win tickets to see next Wednesday's game between the Cubs and the Brewers at American Family Field.
You heard that right, folks. There's five chances.
In the 7 a.m. hour was the first chance, so that is done. Pack Reitlow gave the keyword, and hopefully you texted in and be part of the drawing for the winning tickets. But you'll have a chance during our next program, Matt and Air on Air. Also then during the Tom Hartman Show, the Todd Alba Show, and the Maggie Dawn Show. So four more chances today, as every Friday during the summer, we give you an opportunity to win tickets to see the red hot Milwaukee Brewers. And I say red hot. They have won 12 of their last 13 games. They have been the best team in baseball.
Great job, Brewers.
Great road trip last week, sweeping the Dodgers and then winning 2 of 3 in Seattle. Both good teams.
Yeah.
And now tonight, returning home to try to stay hot against the Marlins. But again, starting Monday, the Cubs come to town in what is probably, up to this point, the biggest series of the season. And again, if you want to make sure that you have an opportunity, courtesy of Civic Media, to get great tickets. I went to a game last month, and I used the tickets from the area that we give away every week. And they are fantastic seats. They're great seats to see everything. It's a wonderful area of the ballpark in the sort of the mezzanine area. Nice. It is fantastic, and we are giving you chances today. So again, make sure you're tuned in throughout the day. Coming up in the next hour with Jane Matinere, the Tom Hartman program, Todd Alba, and Maggie Dawn, all coming up. And don't forget, we'll do this every Friday, and you have a chance to win every Friday, courtesy of Civic Media and our free Ticket Friday. And again, hopefully, always love to see when listeners of 98.9 WXCO are the winners of some of these contests. So,
yeah.
So good luck, Brewers, this weekend, and good luck to you in winning those tickets to see the Crew and the Cubs. And we need more Brewer fans, because those Cub fans always come up from Chicago and try to buy some tickets to see the games at American Family Field. We need to make sure there's a lot more Brewer fans in the crowd than there are Cub fans coming up early next week. Have you seen Superman yet?
Yes, actually.
What do you think?
My mom and brother and I saw Superman on a Tuesday, and my mom absolutely loved it. And I thought it was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the acting, the story, the characters, and the special effects just blew my mind. It was incredible. In my personal opinion, that is the best Superman movie I've ever seen. Christopher Reeve would be so proud of this.
Very good. I've not seen it myself yet, but maybe based on that review, I'm going to have to make sure to try to get there.
It was so awesome. I think I probably will see it again.
I would like to see F1 yet. I keep thinking I should go, and I think maybe this weekend I'll try to.
I have heard some good things about that movie, too.
Yeah, that it's. In terms of racing and sports movies, it's one of the better ones, because sometimes it's hard to get that right vibe when it comes to sports movies. And it's got good reviews. It's been a big hit. So
awesome.
I better, if I'm going to want to see it in the theater, I have to do it pretty quickly, because I'm probably thinking its run in the theater is probably coming to an end soon, because it's been out for, I think, about a month now already. But Superman, some of these movies, they keep rebooting them, and I get a little tired of them. They keep going back to the beginning, keep doing it over again. But apparently, this one sounds like it kind of worked.
I think you'll appreciate this Superman movie.
All right, so I will take that under consideration.
It's not like they're reinventing the wheel this time.
No, you're right. All right, well, let's try to wrap things up now with our number for the day quiz.
Yeah.
You are 1 for 4 this week, so that means...
I get a passing week.
Yeah, in order to get a passing week, you have to get today's right. Because based on the math, 1 out of 3, because you have 3 choices, 1 is correct, 33%. So anything above 33% will get you the passing grade for the week, and you're 1 for 4, so you have to do it.
I do.
And our topic is Marathon County Tourism. And we talked about all the great things to do here in the Wausau area.
Yeah.
And our number for the day is, what was the economic impact from tourism in 2024 in Marathon County?
Okay.
So the economic impact from tourism last year in 2024 here in Marathon County.
Okay. What are my choices?
Your choices are $497
million.
$697 million. $897
million. Relegate Tourism 2024. You know what? I'm going to say $697 million. As my final answer, I'm going with $697 million.
You're into a real habit here. I think that's at least 4 days in a row you've gone with the middle number.
I think you're right.
The correct answer is $497 million.
The smallest number.
Yep. So, well, you're going to have to bounce back next week.
I got to start a brand new week and really
You had been refocus. On a good roll, so it happened. So we'll try to do it again. Have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.